Print to show the funeral carriage which conveyed Nelson's body from the Admiralty to St. Paul's, 14th January, 1806. TNA reference LC2/40F80. A perspective view of the grand funeral car which carried the body of the much-lamented Lord Nelson from the Admiralty to St. Paul's in great procession on the 9th January, 1806. The coffin, stripped of its velvet pall and placed on this funeral car, is supported upon a platform covered with black cloth and festooned with velvet, richly fringed. Decorated with three escutcheons on each side, between which were inscribed the words of Saint Joseph and Lorient, on a crown of laurels and palm, and on the opposite side the words of Trinidad and Bucentaur. The centre festoon has the word Trafalgar in gold, and the side ones ornamented with palm branches. The festoons on both sides are ornamented alike. The body of the car is an imitation of the hull of the Victory. Its head, towards the horses, is ornamented with the figure Fame. The stern, carved and painted in the naval style, with the word Victory under the lantern. The coffin, placed on the quarterdeck, with its head towards the stern, the pall at the head of the coffin, and the English Jack pendant over the poop. The canopy is formed from a sarcophagus, supported by four palm trees, covered with black velvet and richly fringed. On the cornice in front is inscribed Nile. On the right side, the motto, Hoste de victo requievit. The enemy having been defeated, he rested. Behind the word Trafalgar, and on the other side, the motto, Palmam qui meruit ferat. He who has earned the palm, let him bear it. And terminates at the top with a viscount's coronet. So moves the corpse upon the trophied bier, mourned by his king, embalmed with England's tear, to that famed church that lifts its towering head, the future mansion of the patriot dead. The hero's manes there in peace shall rest, while his loved image lives in every breast. Vide Nelson's Tomb, a poem by W.T. Fitzgerald, Esquire. Designed and engraved by N. Heideloff, published January 14th, 1806, for the proprietor at R. Akerman's Repository of Arts, number 101 Strand, where also is published The Funeral Barge, with figures and descriptions, 2 shillings, coloured. The Coffin, with explanations, 2 shillings and 6p, coloured. The Banners and Trophies, as carried in the procession, with pedigree and explanations, 2 shillings and 6p, are coloured. The Banner of Emblem Large, with descriptions, 1 shilling and 6p, coloured. A large view of the ceremonies in St. Paul's, with thousands of figures, will be ready about the middle of February. Vogel, Printer, 13 Poland Street.